Well, let's now turn to City Hall, where WBUR's Fred Tice is in the middle of day two of city council hearings over that disputed Boston firefighters contract. At issue, of course, is the controversial four-year contract that would backdate to 2006 that would give Boston firefighters five raises, including a 2.5% raise in exchange for agreeing to drug and alcohol testing. Fred is at City Hall, and Fred, I understand the firefighters union has actually offered a concession in all of this contract dispute, and that actually happened today. Tell us about that.
That's right, Magna. During the city council proceedings earlier today, president of the firefighters union, Ed Kelly, got up and held in his hand an agreement that he had signed, promising that the firefighters were willing to delay their 2.5% pay increase, which is supposed to go into effect at the end of June, according to an arbitration award, delay that for a whole year. And that's the offer that he put out.
And is this partially because City Council President Mike Ross had said that he didn't think the contract, the current one that was hashed out by the arbitrator, that it didn't have sufficient votes in the council to pass? So is this new deal good enough to get Mike Ross's support, at least, and maybe other members of the council?
Yeah, very much so. I was talking to City Councilor John Tobin earlier today. He is a supporter of the firefighters contract, and he would have voted. He's one of only three, however, members of the City Council who would have voted for the award had it would it stand the way the arbitrators handed it out. And Tobin thought that with this major concession by the firefighters, it's more likely that you'll get 10 members of the city council voting in favor of the contract.
Okay, so now with this new concession that the firefighters union is offering, and possible interest on the city council side, is this a done deal or not yet?
By no means. Right now, we have the city council reacting with a lot of anger, actually, at the representatives of the mayor, Lisa Signori, who is the director of administration and finance, and John Dunlap, who is the mayor's negotiator with the unions. They've both come back into the city council chamber, and they have given the administration's position, and it is this. They want that 2.5% increase that the firefighters want to delay for a year. They want that included, basically, as a part of a five-year contract. These contracts that they negotiate with unions are four-year contracts normally. And the city council feels that that's just asking, you know, after the firefighters has made a major concession, basically the city is not willing to concede. City Councilor John Connolly, for example, just said to the representatives of the mayor, you're asking the firefighters to bear the entire burden of negotiations here. There's no give and take here. There's no give here on your part, the meaning city. There's only take on the part of the city. So right now it looks like things are once again at a standstill.
So standstill even though we have some new proposals on the table. WBUR's Fred Tice at City Hall, thank you so much for joining us, Fred.
You're welcome, Magnus.
All right, when we come back, a man who's never been afraid to take fire or jump into the fray, Congressman Michael Capuano. We'll talk with him about his role in major pieces of pending legislation in Washington, including campaign finance, and also about what his next move might be. If you've got a question for the representative, give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.